Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The skies over Israel are mostly clear tonight, with a pleasant evening expected across major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying a cool breeze, ideal for a night out. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, 3 hours ago, Iran claims the U.S. attacked a nuclear power plant under construction. Jordan denies evacuating the airport amidst ongoing American strikes on Iran. Also, I-24 News reported 10 hours ago that 2 U.S. troops were killed in Iranian attacks on Jordan, with another missing. The strikes hit various sites across Iran's Hormozgan province. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals the story of Hananya Blonka's abduction and execution in Gaza. This report came in just 21 minutes ago. Separately, Times of Israel stated 7 hours ago that the U.S. launched its 8th night of strikes against Iran. The action aims to punish the IRGC for a deadly attack in Jordan. And finally, Ynet mentions 5 hours ago that Hamas has begun a secret vote to choose Sinwar's successor, with Khalil al-Haya emerging as a favorite. From X the latest, Al Arabiya English wrote just minutes ago that there is no change in air traffic at Jordan's Aqaba airport, according to its manager. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, reported 16 minutes ago that there are explosions in Iran's Bandar Abbas. Open source intel, known for conflict analysis, posted 9 minutes ago about explosions over Kuwait as air defenses responded to an Iranian attack. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Iran-U.S. tensions. According to Israel Hayom, reports from Tehran suggest a nuclear power plant under construction in the southwest has been bombed by the U.S. This action follows a series of American strikes last night. The implications are severe, as this escalates the already tense relationship between the two nations. Turning to the tragic story of Hanan Yablonka, as reported by Israel Hayom, Hanan attended a Nova party without informing his family and was later abducted and executed in Gaza. This incident highlights the ongoing dangers for civilians in conflict zones, raising concerns about safety and security. Meanwhile, The Times of Israel details the ongoing U.S. strikes on Iran, marking the 8th consecutive night of military action. These strikes target the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps in response to their attack in Jordan. This situation could further strain U.S.-Iran relations and impact regional stability. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Ben-Gurion University ranks third globally for graduates likely to establish unicorn companies, trailing only behind Oxford and Cambridge. Separately, according to Globes, Teva Pharmaceuticals is experiencing a downward trend in stock prices. However, analyst Ori Hershkovitz sees potential for a 31% increase, suggesting a brighter future for the company. And finally, CTEC highlights Rafael's focus on showcasing missile defense systems at the Farnborough Air Show. This move aims to capture Europe's growing defense market and reflects Israel's strategic defense advancements. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.